The unemployment rate was unchanged at 8.3% in February as the overall economy grew by about 250,000 jobs. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on February 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged at 8.3%, matching its lowest level since February 2009, when it was at the same point. A year earlier, in February 2011, it was 9.0%. That 8.3% unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that expanded by 476,000, and there were 428,000 more employed persons in February. But there were also 48,000 more unemployed persons, and there were 310,000 fewer people in the workforce. In plain English, although the labor force expanded by slightly more than the number of people who found jobs, and there were a few, but relatively not many, more unemployed persons, the unemployment rate was unchanged. In other words, the ratio between the unemployment rate's component parts didn't shift enough to move the unemployment needle one way or the other. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had 227,000 more jobs in February than the previous month. Take into account the decline in the number of government jobs, and private sector employment grew by 233,000 jobs. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector grew by 24,000 in February due to the construction sector that declined by 13,000 jobs, manufacturers were able to find enough employees to fill 31,000 new jobs, a little more on the manufacturing sector in our wrap-up, and mining and logging continued pumping out new jobs as well, to the tune of 6,000 in February. The private service-providing sector added 209,000 new jobs in February, which was only an incremental improvement from January's growth of 202,000, but much better than the December increase of 172,000. The holiday job hiring season was clearly over for the retail trade sector as it ran up 7,400 job returns or declines. The professional and business services sector added 82,000 jobs in February after growth of 76,000 in January. The education and health services sector added a total of 71,000 jobs in February, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector contributing 9,100 of those new jobs. This means that the health care and social assistance portion was up about 62,000 jobs, with most major subsectors adding jobs, including home health care services that added 5,000. And the party continued in the leisure and hospitality sector and added 44,000 in February due to an especially strong showing in the food services and drinking places subsector. And the total number of government jobs was down last month by 6,000. In February, the federal government contracted by 7,000 jobs, state governments were down 1,000, and local government, which had been cutting jobs, reversed direction and added 2,000 new jobs, but most of those in education. And now, on to temporary help services. Temporary help services added 45,200 jobs in February, the largest one-month increase since late 2009. In February, temporary help services jobs were up 1.9% to 2,473,600 and up 9.5% year over year. In comparison, in January, temporary help services added 32,100 jobs, was up 1.3% sequentially and 8.1% year over year. The temporary help services sector has added about 670,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009. And temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was 1.86% in February, up from 1.83% in January. Just 6 months ago, in August 2011, it was 1.76%. Its highest level was more than a decade ago, when it was 2.0% in April 2000. For the past 3 months, the employment economy has added about 250,000 jobs per month. This is good, but of course it could be better. In the last 2 years, manufacturers added almost 430,000 jobs. Workers are working 1.5 more hours per week and putting in almost 1 hour per week more in overtime. The employment economy, the total number of jobs, has grown about 2.7% in the past 2 years. In comparison, manufacturers have added about 3.7% to their total number of jobs. Much has been said about the reemergence of the American manufacturing industry, as well as the challenge employers are having finding skilled workers to fill myriad open positions. The labor statistics seem to support these contentions. What the future holds remains to be seen, but the American manufacturing industry clearly is growing faster than the total number of jobs. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.